With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Federal Reserve held interest rates unchanged and stuck to its projection of 3 rate cuts this year.
The Federal Reserve is still expected to cut their key interest rate 3 times this year. The rate cut is despite the fact that inflation stayed surprisingly high at the start of 2024. They do expect fewer rate cuts next year. In their updated quarterly projections, Fed officials say they expect stronger growth and stubborn inflation to continue this year and next. They suggest policymakers expect the economy to continue to have a healthy job market and inflation that continues to cool. Most economists suspect the Fed's June meeting as the most likely time for it to announce the first rate cut. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says he'll hold up passage of the minibus spending package that needs to be passed by Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Bob Agnew reports.
The reasoning behind the threat is not surprising, coming from perhaps the Senate's most outspoken budget hawk. Paul says, quote, "I will hold it up primarily because we're bankrupt and it's a terrible idea to keep spending money at this rate." Paul says he'll be pushing for a number of amendments and complains the bills as written will lead to a $1.5 trillion deficit for the year. Bob Agnew reporting.
An attorney for Donald Trump says he's optimistic an appellate review will lead to the Georgia 2020 election interference case against him being dismissed and Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis being disqualified. The judge overseeing the case is allowing Trump to appeal a ruling letting Willis remain on the prosecution. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee granted a request by defense attorneys to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision. The appeals court will decide whether to hear it. On Wall Street, the Dow by 401 points, the Nasdaq rose 202. This is SRN News. Christians around the world are preparing for Holy Week.
It all starts this weekend with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and continues on with Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday, March 31st. It's a festive time in a dangerous world. The Israel-Hamas war will depress the number of pilgrims who visit the Holy Land next week, and Russia's invasion is making it harder to celebrate in Ukraine. Still, churches will be filled in this country and around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the shocking kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria sparked outrage around the world. The problems in that African country have not been resolved, however. Earlier this month, Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people in several locations. Christians were the target and have been for nearly 20 years in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Residents in the Philadelphia area are about to see a rare sight.
A battleship floating down the Delaware River. The USS New Jersey is scheduled to move Thursday from its dock in Camden, New Jersey, when it will head to the Philadelphia Navy Yard for extensive maintenance work. The retired battleship will initially head to the Paulsboro Marine Terminal. The maintenance work expected to take about 2 months. The ship's website says it's the most decorated battleship in Navy history. It's been a floating museum since 2011. John Scott reporting.
The owner of a 34-year-old alligator seized by conservation officers near Buffalo, New York, is fighting for its return. Tony Cavallaro says the reptile he named Albert is a gentle giant he treated like family and who lived in a custom addition to his home. Officers a week ago sedated and seized the more than 11-foot, 750-pound alligator. More details at SRNnews.com.